There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, July 1st edition. We've made it to July already, folks. Season is flying along. We're halfway through. All-star players and squads were released yesterday. Hope everybody had a great weekend. It was a fun one on my end, but I was away for a bit. Good to get away, refresh a little bit, and get my feet back wet with a five-gamer for you guys on this Monday. Nothing fancy, couple okay top-end arms, couple bottom arms, tons of offense as we go through the totals here in a second, and really not much weather concern. There's wind blowing in Arlington, but it's hotter than balls there, so it's not going to matter. And then you got some very, very slight rain situations up in the north, but nothing too crazy, it seems like, at this time. Keep an eye on it, but we should be good. Should have a five-gamer on tap with tons of offense to pick from. Cubs-Pirates, total of 9.5. Orioles, Rays waiting on that one with the opener. And then Baltimore's putting out potentially Tom Eshelman, which should lead to a ton of Tampa Bay offense. Brewers, Reds, 10. Angels, Rangers, 10. Giants, Padres, 8. So as you can tell, like I said, tons and tons of offense. Before we get into this, if you want to join thequantedge.com, cool stuff coming down there. Promo code Bubba gets you what you need, $10 off the rest of the MLB season pass. You can get all sports first month for $19.99, so get some NFL best ball going for you there and much, much more. Or just a five-day trial for $5 with the member Discord and everything included. Come check it out at thequantedge.com. Or come over to fantasysportsdegens.com. A lot of great content. Dana released her pitching primer for the week. Always a couple Bench with Bubba's a week. We'll be recording the Always Pressing pod tonight, myself and Jesse, to get you ready for this week's PGA Tour action and much, much more throughout the week. And the boys in the Slack chat got it done. It's a free Slack chat. You can come join. There's just DJs being DJs, talking about all sports at all times, it seems like. And they've been winning in WNBA. PGA's been rolling. In NASCAR, the boys are really, really, you know, the sheets in NASCAR, all kinds of great stuff there. And the boys took down a world championship qualifier yesterday. So that was a big thing there. They finished first and second in the same qualifier. So really cool stuff there. We had Josh almost take down an MMA, the UFC event on Saturday night. So a lot of good stuff over there. Come check it out as well. All right, you're pitching on this slate. Got four arms to take a look at. First is Mike Minor. He's the only guy over 10,000. He's 10-5 at home against the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. And Minor's just been absolutely filthy. He's averaging almost 20 points a game for his last 10. He's faced Anaheim twice this year. Only given up one earned in 15 innings, 12 Ks. Averaging almost 29 points per appearance. Last few starts, 34-6, 24-4, 20, 22-20. 15, 17, 31 on a five-game slate. He gives you the flow you're looking for. So tremendous upside. It's going to be a very good hitting environment in Texas, as you'd expect. And Anaheim doesn't strike out a ton. It's always the bugaboo with Anaheim. But on a slate like this, it's a great spot there. He's got his own 24% K rate, 43% ground ball rate. Lots to like there. The Angels have a 4.7 team total, third lowest on the slate. Lefty's 247, righty's only 302 versus Minor. So if you're paying up 10-5, Minor very much in play on a slate like this. If you want to save a couple dollars, you know the rookie Logan Allen at home against the Gigantes. Allen's been great in his first two starts. 6 innings, 2 earned, 5 Ks at Baltimore. 7 innings, no earned, 5 Ks at home against Milwaukee. And he's going to get a Giants squad that really is not good against left-handed pitching. They strike out over 22% of the time versus left-handed pitching. They have the lowest total at 3.5. Lefties 233, righties 333 versus Allen. And the Giants only have a 278 wOBA and a 130 ISO versus left-handed pitching. It's very, very bad. So looking at Logan Allen, if you want to pivot off of Mike Minor, will be very nice. I think Logan Allen will be much more popular than Mike Minor, though. So keep that in mind on a five-game slate. If you're going to differentiate and you want to take some chalk bats, you could probably pivot real quick there, Minor for Allen, and get a little bit of a difference. It is $1,300, but that's one way to attack it. Now, the other two pitchers I'm looking at, you drop all the way below 7K. So we can go stars and scrubs, Minor, Allen, and some scrubs. Go two guys up top and get value bats, or you just punt with these two guys. I actually don't mind punting with these two guys. I probably will. I'll probably have a couple darts in the fire tonight. But Ryan Yarbrough, $6,500 at home against the Baltimore Orioles. Yarbrough will be coming in after Stanek per usual in the last three starts for Yarbrough. 19-6, 18-5, 10.2. The strikeouts have been there. The consistency is pretty good. Even after that 10-2, a 6-7, then a 30.9. He has his hiccups from time to time, but shows a ton of upside in his matchups he's come out at. And he faces Baltimore, strikes out 24% of the time versus left-handed pitching, which is very, very nice. Lefties are hitting 335, righties 327 off Yarbrough. And when you look at Baltimore, 306 wOBA, 160 ISO, that's really not good. It's better than the Giants, but it's not saying much. So they strike out a lot. They really struggle versus lefties. Yarbrough at 65 is very, very much in play this evening. And then the other target for you at $6,400 is Adbert Alzolay of the Chicago Cubs, making a start in Pittsburgh. Alzolay's gone 4-4 2/3 in his two starts. He's given up one hit, one earned. Both were solo home runs. So he's given up two solo home runs. That's it. He's got 4Ks and 5Ks. He's gotten at least 14 points in each of his two appearances. Hopefully give you five or more. Pittsburgh doesn't strike out a ton, 18% K rate, but Alzolay in the minors and even so far in the bigs, he's shown big-time strikeout stuff so far in his two starts. Like I said, 4Ks in each start, or 5Ks, 26.5% K percentage, which is outstanding. And Pittsburgh, team total of 4.7. It is a small sample, but lefties are hitting 246, righties 292 off Alzolay. So someone else to keep in mind at 6,400 on a very small, small slate. So recapping your pitching real quick, this is all I'm going with so far. Is you got Minor up top, and Allen, those are your two up top options. Minor will probably be the lower owned of the two. Both really, really good spots. Allen maybe slightly safer, but both. Minor's been showing a great, great floor. Even in great hitting environments in Texas, he's pitched phenomenal. And then down below, you got Yarbrough and Alizé. Yarbrough's got the better matchup, the better strikeout upside. Alizé might throw more innings, though. You never know. So they both crap shoots. That's why they're the price they are, but both very, very good upside. I got Yarbrough 1, Alizé 2 down below. But both in play if you want to just punt it and get all the bats in the world. Speaking of bats, the catcher's position. That is Monty Grandal in Great American Small Park versus Tyler Mahle. Very much in play for you there. Pedro Severino, if you want to challenge Yarbrough at 37, he's been mashing at left-handed pitching, just destroying it. So someone to keep in mind on you there. Let's check and see something real quick. Probably should have checked this before we started recording. But this is what you get when you get a First Look podcast live and loud. He's probably not even in the player pool. I don't even see him here. Wow, Eshelman. There's a bunch of different... Yeah, he's not even here. A bunch of different reports on who's pitching for the Orioles. Keep an eye on that. But I believe it's Eshelman if he's out there. And if you're looking at Eshelman, he is a right-handed pitcher. That's what I was looking for. So when you're looking at Tampa Bay, you look that direction. But back to this. After Severino, you got the likes, say, Vic Caratini gets to start for the Cubs at 35 versus Trevor Williams. He's worth a look in his matchup. And then other than that, it's really, really kind of a pick your poison, where do we want to punt situation. You could go Buster Posey for $2,800 versus Allen. Posey's been dreadful, but that's really, really cheap in that matchup. You like Francisco Mejia, who's day to day. He's 31 versus Samardzija. He'd be a good play if he cracks the lineup. So see what pops up. If worst comes to worst, you get Jeff Mathis at $2,000 versus the lefty Suarez of Anaheim in a very hitter friendly environment. So that's not a bad punt, as always. First base, Josh Bell versus Alzolay. We said Alzolay's given up one hit in both games. Solo homer in both games. Josh Bell could easily take him to the Allegheny tonight. So keep that in mind at 53. Rizzo against Trevor Williams is very nice. Trevor Williams has been a good pitcher, but a lot of pitch to contact when it comes to Trevor Williams. On the season, lefty's rating 331. Righty's only 304. So A to the Rizzo is in play again at 4,600. If you want to go cheaper, I think the Padres are kind of a sneaky play. I know it's San Diego. It's not sexy by any means. They have a 4.5 team total. Lefties 329, righties 315 versus Samardzija. But Samardzija's been bad. He's been really, really bad. Eric Hosmer at 44 can be a nice cheapie for you there to keep an eye on if you want to get weird. Joey Votto's been quietly getting it going over the last few weeks. He's averaging 9 points over his last 10. 2-6, 25, 0, 16, 26. Slowly getting it done. He's $4,300 bucks versus Adrian Hauser of the Milwaukee Brewers. The Reds have a team total of 5.05. Lefty's 268, righty's 263 off Hauser. In Great American Small Park, Votto could be a sneaky low and look at 4,300. Other than that, there's not a ton down here. You got like Pujols versus Minor if you want to get contrarian in that matchup. But nothing else really standing out at this point in time. Second base, Danny Santana, very intriguing versus Suarez. Texas is going to be a great place tonight. They have a total of 5.3 leading the way. Lefty's 363. Righty's 322 versus Jose Suarez. So something to keep in mind there. Kevin Newman at 49, definitely worth a look. So is Moustakas at 5K. So lots of spend-up spots, as you would imagine. The Brew Crew, lefty's 361, righty's 277 off Mahle. So Moustakas, very much in play for you there. Those are your top three price guys, all worth a look. Moustakas in Great American Small Park, Santana in Texas are your top two looks there, but Newman can be sneaky, as not many are going to attack Alzolay because they'll be using Alzolay. So if you play Pittsburgh, you might have the upper hand on this. That's one way to differentiate on this slate. Going on down farther, like Brandon Lau at $4,300 versus Eshelman can be very intriguing as of discount play. Our boy Scooter Jeanette, he's back. He's not in the lineup, but he's back. He's $3,900 in tonight's action versus Hauser. If he cracks the lineup, it's a good discount in that matchup. As might take him a couple days to get the rust off, but he'll get that bad boy going here soon enough. Someone to look at. Hanser Alberto of the Baltimore Orioles, second base, third base, eligible at $3,500. I forgot to mention Renato Nunez at first base, but the O's will be facing Yarbrough after the opener. Alberto hits lefties extremely well, so does Nunez, so you get some discounts there if you want to go that direction. And then Luis Rengifo at 33 versus Mike Minor, Jose Peraza versus Hauser at 32. Couple cheaper options you could definitely run with on this one. Third base position, Machado has just been straight fire, hitting some more bombs over the weekend. He's 5,100. You got Moustakas at 5K. You can definitely look there, as we talked about earlier. But going down a little farther, it's really not great. But Eugenio Suarez, we like him versus lefties more than righties. But in this matchup versus Hauser at home at 4K is a very good look for you there. Colin Moran at 38, good GPP play for sure, as he could run into one. Hanser Alberto at 35, mentioned that. Kind of where I'm looking at this point in time at third base. Not a ton to get too excited about there. Shortstop, we got Fernando Tatis Jr. up to $5,700. That is insane. I don't think I can pay that price, but you'll get him at extremely low ownership against Jeff Samardzija. Javi Baez is a good play at 52. Machado at 51. Newman at 49. All phenomenal looks. But if you want to save some cash, Elvis Andrus at 46. I know he's been very, very up and down this season. But in this matchup for Suarez at home at 46 is a very good look for you there. Willy Adames at 38 is not bad, as he's been kind of getting it going again of late, averaging almost 10 in his last 10, 7, 14, 5, 11, 14, 17. Putting some good run together. You get him at a cheap price at $3,800. Could be much worse, because with Tampa Bay, you're getting Baltimore, like a spot starter in Baltimore plus the Baltimore bullpen. Tampa Bay gets overlooked way too often. They are very cheap on this slate. Yandy Diaz, Brandon Lau, Willy Adames, we'll get to the outfield here. They're very, very cheap, and they're very, very much in play at home against a horrific Baltimore pitching staff. Jose Iglesias at 35, Andrelton Simmons at 35, good discounts for you there. Luis Rengifo, mentioned him as already, so definitely some savings at the shortstop position if you so choose. Heading to the outfield, you got Christian Yelich, great play versus Tyler Molly. Mike Trout, great play every day. You got Gallo versus Suarez, like that quite a bit. He's been smashing balls again. You go below 5K, like Nick Senzel, really good look there. Yasiel Puig has been on fire of late, averaging 13.5 in his last 10, 19 yesterday, 2-8, 14, 0, 14, 16, 25, 18, 19, playing really, really good baseball. $4,700 at home against Adrian Hauser is something I can get behind. Shohei Ohtani, lefty's not bad. Brian Reynolds, good look there versus Alzolay. In that one is Pittsburgh again. I think Alzolay is going to be a popular choice today, so Pittsburgh might get really, really low ownership to target. Trey Mancini, Shinsu Chu, not bad. But like Tommy Pham's only $4,300. He's getting it going of late, 14 yesterday. Slowly heating up. If you watch your boy Yancey Eaton's timeline, he watches every Rays game, and he likes what he's seeing from Pham. He says a heater is coming, so get ready for that one. Nomar Mazara, Willie Calhoun, $4,200 each for Suarez, a little bit of a discount there. Jesse Winker, 4K at home versus Hauser. Nice savings in that matchup. Kyle Schwarber, only 39 versus Williams, is a great value play there. Justin Upton versus Miner at 38 in a GPP. Can definitely see that one as an option. So tons to, well, not tons because it's only a five-game slate, but lots to like with all the offense and played like Melky Cabrera is a discount at 36. Manny Margot's been getting on and stealing bags. He's 3,600 if you want to punt. You could do that. Kevin PR, Tyler Austin, both 3,500 versus the lefty Allen if you want to get weird. So there's stuff down here. Just kind of see what pops up in the lineups. Recapping your pitching real quick. Again, it's Mike Miner. It's Logan Allen up top. I got Miner 1, Allen 2. Allen's great savings. It'll also make him more popular. Both great plays. Both phenomenal plays. But just a heads up on that. Ryan Yarbrough 1, Alizé 2 down below. Both really good plays there. I think more people flock to Alizé because at least we know he's starting. He should go 4, 5, 6 innings. We got that in our back pocket, hopefully. Where Yarbrough, you never know. But when he's out there and he's got this bad Baltimore team, you can attack it and have a great time. Where you're stacking tonight, I think the Rays are a phenomenal stack versus Baltimore. Very, very, very good stack versus Baltimore. Lots to like there. Other than that, though, you know, you got the battle in Texas. Texas versus Suarez, very good look. I think Cincinnati and Milwaukee are great plays against Hauser and Molle. You could definitely attack those. San Diego versus Samardzija could be a nice sneaky one as well. So those would kind of be where I'd be looking. Tampa Bay is my favorite. I like them a lot tonight. And then you drop down to like Milwaukee, Cincy. I think that's a good pivot off of Texas because people love to go to Texas. And then Texas is in play as well. So good looks there. Check out the BVP real quick and we'll get you on your way on this quickie to get your feet wet on a new week of baseball in the month of July. Schwarber 5-for-15, double, 2 homers off Trevor Williams. He was less than 4K tonight. That's a heck of a discount. Eric Thames, 2-for-4, 2 homers off Molle. You know, Calhoun's taken, Suarez deep, Luke Roy 5-for-16, 2 doubles and a homer. Trout's taken him deep. The Angels are hitting 256, not in a 326 WOBA, 159 ISO for Suarez. Machado 5-for-11, a double and 2 homers off of Samardzija. Hosmer 5-for-17, 2 doubles and a homer. Decent numbers there. So yeah, I think Padres will get way overlooked on this slate. That could be a fun one as well. And they're not going to break the bank for you either. So there you go. Nice and quick, folks. Less than 20 minutes. Quick hits in the books. Get you ready on this Monday. Again, check out thequantedge.com. Promo code Bubba. Get you what you need over there. I'm on Twitter at BDEdge. If you have any questions, hit me up there as well. And check out fantasysportsdjs.com. Come join us in the Slack chat. We'll get you helped out with whatever you need there. But should be a fun Monday. 5-game slate. Take it easy. Get a little action out there and get ready for a big week of action. But until next time, this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, July 1st edition. I'm out.
Better with a home policy from American Family Insurance because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.